Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here today. Market analyst Tom Lether joins us. We come back in just a moment.
The last two Superior Video Livestock Auctions of the year can be seen this week, Thursday, December 18th, the Superior Select Female Sale, 1 p.m. Central Time, 3800 to sell. Then Friday, December 19th, broadcast live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. You'll have 16,700 head of cattle starting to sell at 8 a.m. Central Time, including 4,000 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 7,850 weaned calves. For more information, you can call Superior at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
The wildfires in Oklahoma were devastating to many rural families. One family affected was a firefighter himself. His PharmaSure policy paid quickly, just like his agent promised. You see, his dad was his agent and knew the highly rated company would pay. PharmaSure is trusted by agents when they sell a policy to their own family. And isn't that the best testament? PharmaSure. To locate an agent near you, go to
PharmaSure. And welcome back, everyone. Tom Lefler joins us now from Lefler Commodities. And Tom, we're going to talk about these livestock futures again here this morning. Lower across the board yesterday. Big story, feeder cattle limit down third day in a row yesterday. That's $9 in 3 days.
That's exactly right, Dave. Not a very pretty situation. As Dave is implying there, the price slide for the cattle complex continued yesterday. And as he said, the third straight session of the feeder cattle contracts closing down the $3 limit. Most of the live cattle contracts also made new lows for the move, with the most pressure being in the deferred contracts of live cattle. Long liquidation by the funds are contributing to this large sell-off in the futures. And we saw yesterday a bounce in our choice box beef as it was 49 cents higher. Select boxes up 57 on a movement of 66 lows. Cattle kill estimated at 112,000 head. The cash feeder index was up 58 cents yesterday. On the close yesterday, Feb cattle were 42 cents lower. January feeder cattle down the $3 limit, and Feb lean hogs 2 cents higher.
We'll check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Energy is Oklahoma's largest business, and OKEnergyToday.com keeps you up to date with the latest news, and it's free. Go to OKEnergyToday.com and sign up for our daily email newsletter. Delivered to your inbox each morning. It's got the latest energy news, daily well completion reports, our daily radio energy report, and more. OK Energy Today is sponsored by Chaparral Energy, Industrial Control Solutions, and Energy and Environmental Services. OKEnergyToday.com. Subscribe today.
Well, Tom, let's talk about those grain futures here, and a bit of an opposite for the grains. Wheat had a nice day yesterday. Corn, pretty decent day. The soybeans, though, continue to struggle.
Yes, Dave, we did see the corn and the wheat futures extend their current move to the upside and close positive, but the entire soybean complex closed on the negative side after mixed trading earlier in the session. But the debate continues if China will relax its restrictions on GMO corn, which has helped corn prices trade higher. Wheat is finding support from concerns that Russia may restrict wheat exports as the value of their ruble free falls, and crude oil and heating oil overnight have made another round of new contract lows. At the moment, March KC wheat's 8.5 cents higher, March corn down 3.5, January soybeans down 9.5, March cotton 58 points lower, January crude oil down $1.76, March dollar index is down 65 cents, and March Dow Jones futures 58 points lower at the moment.
Well, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
Dave, they can call us toll-free on the phone or check us on the internet, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Well, Tom, thanks so much. We appreciate your time this morning, and, of course, we'll visit with you again tomorrow. Look forward to that. That's going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Lefler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.